This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Favorite cliches that get thrown around this time of year in just a moment here as we power rank ahead of the NFL draft. Now just 34 hours away. It is here. It is right outside the door, like a vacuum salesman wandering through the neighborhood. Vacuum salesmen don't exist anymore, but like somebody canvassing the neighborhood, knocking on your door.
A vacuum salesman?
I don't know.
What year is this?
It was the first thing that came to mind, Joe. I don't know. Welcome back into BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, alongside Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. What else do people come to the front door for? I don't know. I don't answer the front door anymore when people knock on it, because we have a Ring doorbell and we just look at our phone and say, nope, don't need to talk to that kid who's trying to sell something, and put the phone back down.
Well, apparently in Chris Mack's neighborhood, there's the beef. The beef's at the door now. Like, come on. What year is this?
It was the first thing that came to mind. Okay. Vacuum salesman. I actually remember a vacuum salesman coming to the door.
Oh, there's like the milkman.
Real little kid.
Come on in. Yeah. Come on in, milkman.
Hey, Wally, where's the beef? Leave the milk on the front door, please. Thank you. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yes.
Whoa.
Back then, wholesome. Everybody's just having a conversation. Everybody knows everybody's family. It's not like you in your, you know, whatever apps you're on. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, he's going to. He's going to throw you directly in here. Yes. Chris Russell in less than 20 minutes from Team 980 in Washington, D.C. to talk about where he thinks Jaden Daniels goes. It's number two to the Commanders, right? Has to be, right? Maybe? Not? I don't know. We'll get into that. Nick Friedel at the top of the hour. So about 60 minutes from now, Odyssey NBA Insider, as we'll get back into a discussion about the game twos we saw last night and a couple more game twos tonight. Updated series prices, Tyrese Maxey winning most improved player as well. 40 minutes from now, today's MLB card, as we've got a couple interesting starting pitching spots that may give us opportunity, and weather perhaps playing a factor in a handful of spots as well. Jason LaConfora's latest mock draft is out, and it's interesting. We get into that in just a couple of minutes here on BetQL Daily. Don't forget, you can watch the show twitch.tv/BetQL or on YouTube. Just search Odyssey Sports, and anything you may have missed, including earlier when we were grinding the mocks with Benjamin Robinson, you can get as a podcast on demand later wherever you get your podcast. Just search BetQL Daily. So, Joe, you can go first or second. I'll leave the decision up to you as we power rank our favorite draft cliches.
Why don't you go first, Chris? Because I can't wait. I'm sure there's going to be there will be some crossover, because how can you not? But yeah, I'm very curious.
But number five, I mean, you hear it. We've been hearing that. I remember watching the draft as a kid hearing this. It's always been talked about. Character issues. It could be something as slight as, oh, this guy partakes a bit too much of the devil's lettuce, which at this point in time doesn't even really matter anymore. They don't even care. You could smash a handful of gummies in front of a player personnel director. They probably don't care much. It's probably actually a positive, because it means you'll get better rest and recovery overnight. But character issues are always something that comes up. In all seriousness, it has come up as a more light of more serious issues the last couple of years, but hasn't proven more often than not to be that big an issue. Just ends up being a way for guys to ding players that they don't necessarily like more often than not. Number five, the always dreaded character issues. Number four, it's actually the first line in Diana Russini's column this morning about the NFL draft at The Athletic. Mm-hmm. And you hear personnel guys say it a lot this time of year. Don't get cute. Don't get too cute, right? Don't overthink things. Don't be baited into making a stupid move. Don't try to do too much. This could also fall in line. I didn't list it, but let the draft come to you, right? Don't get too cute. Just let things happen, right? Go with the flow almost. You know how your board's set. You watch how things fall, and you jump on the pick when it comes to you. And, you know, you don't freeze in fear like you mentioned the Vikings did that one time and forget to pick for a good 20 minutes. So that's number four. Don't get cute. Number three in draft cliches, this is one of my favorites. Foxhole guy. A foxhole guy. This is a guy you want next to you in the trenches. There is a classic, for those of you that are fans of classic stand-up comedy, there is a classic George Carlin bit about the difference between football and baseball. And he goes through this long, drawn-out, descriptive diatribe about all the cliches that are used to describe football and how militaristic it is. Foxhole guy, right there at the top of the pyramid for military-industrial complex NFL cliches. This is a guy I want next to me in the foxhole. He's a foxhole guy. So that's number three for me. Number two, because it used to remind me of Superman getting changed and jumping out of the phone booth, and now it just reminds me of Will Ferrell and Anchorman deciding that milk was a bad choice. The phone booth. I love a guy that can work in a phone booth, right? Oh, I love him. It's basically just a guy that can work in tight spaces, right? Especially all of these end up coming back to offensive linemen, I've noticed too, a lot of them, because they are more descriptive ways to talk about a 325-pound, 6'6" guy who doesn't really look like he's doing a lot on tape unless you know what you're looking for. So you call him a foxhole guy or you call him a phone booth guy. Either way, if a guy can work in a phone booth and he's a foxhole guy, Joe Alt right there, caliber type offensive lineman. You're taking him top 10, top 15 in the first round. That's number two, the phone booth. Number one for me, it's a quarterback cliche. And all of our favorite draft cliches as we power rank them here on BetQL Daily, eye discipline. And eye discipline always reminds me, Joe, of that old Seinfeld bit. Remember the episode where George gets caught looking at cleavage for too long, and Jerry says, "George, it's like the sun. You can't stare at it. What are you doing?" Eye discipline. I've been happily married for 18 years, Joe. My wife and I have been together for two decades now. Out in public, especially on one of those first warm summer afternoons here in the Northeast, maybe you're walking around downtown Pittsburgh during the Arts Festival. There's a lot of eye candy out there. As a married man, a happily married man, I've been practicing eye discipline since I was first in a committed relationship. Blinders are on, my friend. I know how to practice eye discipline. I am focused only on the task at hand, and it is not over there. Oh, okay. Caught a quick look. This is not Instagram. I can't sit there and stare at the thirst traps. I got to practice good eye discipline. Okay? So number one in my favorite draft cliches, eye discipline, as we power rank our favorite draft cliches. What do you got for me?
Yeah, it's not Chris Mack in the meme that we've all seen, you know, taking the turn with the whistle. Yep. So your wife's not, grabbing you and punching you because you don't get caught. You have eye discipline. Yes. Yeah. Very good. All right. I have one that's exactly the same and only one. I'm surprised.
Oh, that's it.
So this is going to be good. I almost put character issues, but I was going to call it red flags. Always red flag guy. Yeah, but did not make the list. All right. Here's my list. Number five. He sinks his hips.
Oh,
he's a hip sinker. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 100%.
That's good.
Like some people think that could be referring to Jake Hassan in a wedding party. over the weekend. But no, we're talking about football here.
It was Shane who didn't properly sync his hips so he could get leverage under Jake and actually do the dirty dancing lift with him if we're going to do a proper breakdown.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That was a pathetic move by Shane. Like, he did the Olay move, basically. I didn't get the side view, the side camera view, but it looked like, you know what?
My jump could have been timed better. I didn't really get as much air. I famously have a busted ankle, though, too, so.
I'll just say that I wouldn't want Shane to be my trust fall guy. Okay, that's what I'll say.
If it was the other way around, if I was the lifter, it would have been even more disastrous, though. No way I'm pulling that off.
Neither of you was syncing their hips properly. Let's just...
Nope. That's number five. Gotta sync your hips. Okay, here's the one we have in common, number four. I don't need to go into it too much. I also put phone booth guy. One of my favorites. What the hell are you talking about? So, what does that mean? It's just, come on. Phone booth guy makes no sense. Number three, plays well in space. As opposed to not in space.
What about in the ocean? Yeah. What about in the desert?
What about out there? Yeah, plays well in space. A lot of these buzzwords, cliches, they also don't have a definition, is what I found out.
Right.
Like, what does it mean? I don't know. It's what you say about these guys or...
Who doesn't, NFL caliber, who doesn't play well in space? Who doesn't do better with more room to operate? I guess a phone booth guy. I don't know.
Yes, maybe. Number two, this is only for signal callers. He's a chuck and duck quarterback. he's a chuck and duck. So I guess, I do too. I guess it's like a Brett Favre, a gambler a bit. He's going to go all for it. Doesn't care what's on the line. He's going for that touchdown. I guess that's what you're looking for. All right, number one overall. I totally cheated, Chris, and I understand. All right, like you can accuse me, but I couldn't. My favorite cliches are the ones attached to Caucasians in the draft. Like the white guy cliches are the best. Like just say he's white, so. I'm going to pick one of these random ones, okay? So I put down 10 of my favorite white guy cliches. 10.
Work ethic in there?
I didn't even put work ethic in there. All right, here we go. Student of the game. Student of the game. You know what he is? That offensive lineman, he's a lunch pail guy. Only white guys are lunch pail guys. Yeah, totally. Do people still have lunch pails? I don't think so.
The vacuum salesmen do.
Yes, apparently. Oh, he's a gamer. Gamer means he's basically not the most talented athlete in the world, but he plays well in games. And
he tries hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, Scrappy.
Scrappy is another white cliche.
White guy cliche. Oh, you know what he is? His, a little bit on his background. He's a coach's son.
Oh, God. And,
what's your point, sir? He is a coach's son. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to draft him. What else we got? Oh, Gritty. Gritty's a good one.
Yeah. Grinder.
Oh, his football IQ. Off the charts.
Oh, football IQ.
He's got heart. He's a gym rat. Like all of these. My favorite white guy.
Blue collar.
Student of the game. Oh, blue collar. Yes. Oh, come on. Look at us. Pittsburgh and Chicago. They can't wait to call in and talk about blue collar. Oh, he's a blue collar guy. I love that guy. Blue collar. Chicago guy. Pittsburgh guy. Do people say that? Like up in Madison?
Oh,
he's a Madison guy. No, I don't think so.
No.
No, they only say that about me.
Yes. It's funny. Think I picked Madison. So I couldn't limit it to one. I had to throw some of my favorite white guy cliches out there.
They are everywhere this time of year. Our favorite draft cliches, your power rankings on a Wednesday here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Nick Friedel, about 45 minutes from now to get back into the NBA. And in 25 minutes or so, today's MLB card, Chris Russell in less than 10 minutes. But you mentioned the Lock and Fora mock draft. And there's some interesting stuff in there, Joe. Give me the one thing that surprises me the most about Lock and Fora's mock draft.
Okay, we're going to talk to Lock and Fora tomorrow. But I just saw the Charles Davis mock draft. Holy crap. This is insane.
What, is this better than Lock and Fora's?
Oh, it's more extreme, for damn sure. I thought JLC has some really good ideas. And we'll talk to him about that. Let me just say, okay, we talk about the idea of a quarterback falling. Davis's faller is Drake May at 11.
11?
All the way down to 11. Another faller. So I've got to pull it up because I'm just going off a chart. I don't have it in front of me. He's got Dallas Turner going 9. So I'm just assuming, unless he projects a trade there, that's Bears. The guy that the Bears apparently love at 9, Rome Odunze, falling to 15.
15? Okay.
I don't see that one. There's
I don't
no
maybe
way.
We're too maybe we're too caught up in the sauce and we've seen too much chalk in some of these mock drafts and we just expect what we think is gonna happen to happen, but that would be those would be a couple of massive drops. May to 11, Odunze to 15. Do we think Jaden Daniels drops at all, or is he definitely the pick at number 2? Chris Russell, Team 980 in Washington, D.C., joins us next here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.